This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mullen Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Lawrence Holmes is in this morning for Mike Mulligan, who's got the day off, and somebody who never takes the day off is Sam Paniatovich from VSiN out in Vegas. Good morning, Sam.
Siesta. I hope that's okay. A little siesta.
Okay, little siesta. That's good. How are you doing this morning?
Hanging out, man. Just looking at this board, trying to make some sense of the Chicago-Detroit line. This is going to be seven, I think, by kickoff, guys. We're going to see a lot more sevens by the time we get closer to kickoff at Soldier Field.
How do you explain the Bears? What do you think people, how much do people believe in them in Vegas? And how important are the next 3 days to kind of reinforce, or next three games in reinforcing that belief?
It's crazy to think this is only their second divisional game, right? I mean, you look at the record, they're 5-3, they're in first place, but at the same time, they've only played one divisional opponent, and that feels like it was a long time ago, right? That was week one in Lambeau against the Packers. The Bears still 0-1 in the NFC North. But as we look at these divisional odds, David, not much has changed over the last couple of weeks. It's been Vikings 1, and it's been Bears 2, but we have seen a lot of divisional drop-offs as far as the odds. So the Vikings now are minus 110, so you have to actually like put down minus money to win. You put 110 to win 100 on Minnesota to win the North. Chicago is up on the odds, plus 160. They were 2-1 last week, so now it's 100 to win 160. But the Packers have been dipped, so have the Lions. Green Bay now 6-1, and the Lions have dropped from 8-1 to 25-1 to win the division. My, how things can change in a week here in the NFL. But we talk about this all the time. Say the Bears lose to the Lions, Bears could be 5-1. The Lions could be back to 10-1. These things change every single week. But the pecking order is still Minnesota, then Chicago, and then Green Bay in the eyes of Vegas.
This segment being brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Sam, every week I feel like I'm hearing that the Bears line is moved a significant amount. Is that just because we are now becoming more, we're hearing more and more about lines overall in sports radio? Or is that a signal that Bears fans have bought in and they are moving the lines with their belief in the team?
It's not just Bears fans, Lawrence. It's everybody. I mean, they love to bet on this team. You go back the last couple of weeks, I mean, the Bears got over 90% of the bets against the Jets. Then they got almost 90% of the bets against the Bills. They've been a cover team. I mean, the Bears are in the top 10 in the league as far as making you money. So when you walk up to the window, people are confident this year in the defense. And I think everything changed, honestly, and we all know this. Everything changed when they decided Ryan Pace got aggressive, went out and flipped a couple picks for Khalil Mack, because now on paper and on the eye test, you can back a defense that is in every game. And that's the reality here. Players love to bet on teams that have good defenses, that take care of the football. And Chicago, when Chicago's good, people come out of the woodwork to lay their money on a team like the Chicago Bears. It's a very public team, a very popular team. And when they make you money at the window, bettors remember that. Bettors aren't going to walk up and take the Cleveland Browns. They're not going to take the Buffalo Bills. But they've been making money on a team like Chicago. And I think when you look at a team that opened up here -6 in Vegas, right away, Lawrence, it goes to 6.5. And by the time we get to kickoff, this is going to be 7. But I think bookmakers are still waiting for that signature win. Because when you ask these bookmakers out here in Vegas, what's the Bears' best win? There's hesitation. People don't really know what it is. Was it Seattle in week number 2 when they didn't have an offensive line put together? Was it Arizona on the road against Sam Bradford? Was it Tampa? Was it New York? Was it Buffalo? Bookmakers are still waiting for that signature win. But the bettors, to answer your question, they keep lining up to bet on the Bears. And this is the third week in a row when you see more and more money and more tickets on the Bears.
Joined by Sam Paniatovich from VSiN out in Vegas on the Mullen Haas Show. Sam, moving to college football, Notre Dame, Ian Book, out this week against Florida State, suffered a rib injury against Northwestern. How does that affect the line, if it does, against a Florida State team that isn't very good? And Notre Dame is much better than just one guy, even though Ian Book has been as important to his offense as anybody.
Only shifted the line by 1 point. Only went from 17.5 to 16.5. And when you think about it, you think, Ian Book's probably a couple points better than Brandon Wimbush, but really, when you take a step back, David, I think this is really an indictment of how bad Florida State is. I mean, this team is awful. 4-5 on the season. Willie Taggart can't coach the offense, and that's his job. He's there to put the offense in a position to succeed, but they've been outscored in their last two games, 106-38. They gave up 500 against Clemson. They only had 17 first downs against NC State. So I think it's less how important is Ian Book to the line and more how bad is Florida State and will they show up? Because you know, it seems like that, if they're down early and the other team can smell blood, this could be a blowout. I mean, look at what happened when Clemson went into Tallahassee. 59-10. How does that happen if you're Florida State? How does that happen? So, again, the line, I thought it would move a little bit more. I thought he was probably worth like 2.5 points the line. But when he was ruled out with that rib injury, it went from 17.5 to 16.5, and that's where it hangs out right now. It hasn't really budged. I thought there'd be more people rushing to the window to take Florida State, but you just can't get anybody to sharpen their knife on Florida State because nobody thinks they're good and nobody thinks they're for real. So only a point drop-off between Book and Wimbush, which when you think about it, it doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal.
Sam, Alabama's clearly the best team in college football, but how can a fan make money off of Alabama? Because everyone knows that they're the best team in college football.
That's a great question. I've been asked pretty much every week here. I do all these things across the country and everything. And, well, should I bet against Alabama this week? And should I maybe go against them in the first half? And I keep saying, well, what's the point? They've covered every single game in the first half. So they've played 9 games. They're 9-0 in the first half. And, Lawrence, it's crazy because say the game line is 14 like it was last week against LSU, your first half line is like 9, 9.5, and it doesn't matter. They're up 16-0 at the half. They're up early every single game, and people keep saying, well, this is the week, this is the week. We're almost out of weeks. I mean, we only got a couple left with Alabama, so I don't know what the point is to bet against them in the first half and what the point is to bet against them. I mean, they're just so damn good, and oddsmakers have told me that. So, for example, they power rate these teams, the line makers, and 100, just 100 even. That's a good football team. Alabama's power rating this year is 145. That's the highest that anybody has ever had on any team in the history of college football going back on these power ratings. So Alabama at 145, your next best team is Clemson. And Clemson's a really good football team this year. They're 137. But Alabama, again, on a scale of 100, they're 145. So I have no reason to, because they have a quarterback that could score in a heartbeat. They have a defense that's getting better every week. And when that nut job, Nick Saban, when he has time to prepare for you, there's no reason to go against them. I get the question. I get the logistics of the question. But you haven't been making money betting against Alabama, especially this year.
Sam, before we let you go, what are your favorite plays this week? And how much are you allowing your head to rule your heart when you're talking about the Northwestern game?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've only picked against Northwestern one time this year. That was against Duke. And you guys keep me straight on this. I am taking the Iowa Hawkeyes. So I just think when you look at the spread and the line opens up at 10 and you're like, wow, Northwestern's in first place and I can get 10? I'll pocket that. It's never that easy. Iowa goes back home. They're 4-1 against the number at Kinnick this year. They've been really, really good at home. They have 2 losses in a row. They're going to get right at home. So I laid the points with Iowa. I also grabbed the 20 with Boston College. This is a night game in Chestnut Hill. Let's see what Trevor Lawrence can do in prime time, baby. I mean, he's done it in a lot of afternoon spots against a lot of bad teams.
Tough place to
now
play.
Now you got to go in. Yeah, yeah. I'm taking the 20 with Boston College, and you guys may hang up on me, but I took 7 with the Detroit Lions. I think the Bears win this game, but I think it's 21-20, 24-23. Could go to overtime, and if that's the case, if I have 7, I'm not losing. I took the 7 with the Detroit Lions.
We're not hanging up on you, but you have to say goodbye, Sam. Have a great weekend, and good luck with your picks.
You guys too. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.